This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nova Safo. Companies in Europe's biggest economy, Germany, expect only a mild recession next year. That's according to a survey published by the Reuters news agency. And it's a relatively optimistic outlook considering the energy crisis brought on by Russia's war in Ukraine. Earlier this year, there were fears of a steeper downturn. Europe has been dealing with the energy crisis, the drop in Russian natural gas exports, by relying more on burning coal to generate electricity. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour takes a look at how that will impact the continent's goal of significantly reducing carbon emissions by 2030.
Demand for coal in Europe is up 6% this year, according to estimates from the International Energy Agency.
What the Europeans are doing is scrambling to keep the lights on.
David Victor is a professor of innovation and public policy at UC San Diego. The supply of Russian natural gas has been disrupted, and French nuclear power plants have had unexpected problems with corrosion, cutting the electricity supply even more. So natural gas prices rose astronomically.
And when the gas price has started going up, coal plants became more competitive.
Marie Tamba is a senior analyst at Rhodium Group. Germany also notably delayed the closure of coal plants that were supposed to shut down, keeping them online in reserve. The continent may need them into next winter. But the pivot to coal will be a short detour.
Coal has no future.
Gernot Wagner is a climate economist at Columbia Business School. He says the reliance on coal is better than doubling down even further on natural gas. Germany, for example, is building 3 new natural gas terminals.
Well, they will stick around for quite a while the coal plants that happen to be running this winter are not.
This episode is accelerating Europe's drive towards renewables. The EU has relaxed permitting requirements to speed up renewable projects, and Wagner says demand for renewable and energy-saving appliances has skyrocketed. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.